While it's hard to predict how an individual will react to becoming a parent, it's easy to predict society's reaction. When a couple announces that they are having a baby, everyone says congratulations to the man and congratulations, what are you planning on doing about work, to the woman. The broadly held assumption is that raising their child is her responsibility. In more than 30 years, this perception has changed very little. A survey of the Princeton class of 1975 found that 54% of the women foresaw work-family conflict compared to 26% of the men. The same survey of the Princeton class of 2006 found that 62% of the women anticipated work-family conflict compared to only 33% of the men. 3 decades separate the studies, and still nearly twice as many women as men enter the workforce anticipating this stumbling block. Even in 2006, 46% of the men who anticipated this conflict expected their spouse to step off her career track to raise their children. Only 5% of the women believed their spouse would alter his career to accommodate their child. Personal choices are not always as personal as they appear. We are all influenced by social conventions, peer pressure, and familial expectations. On top of these forces, women who can afford to drop out of the workplace often receive not just permission, but encouragement to do so from all directions.